Chemical contamination of groundwater in North Pole is having an effect on the local real estate market. North Pole realtor Dave Frimmer says people looking for homes are being cautious.
We have buyers that are a little bit nervous. They want to make sure that the property they're looking at are not in the way of that plume. The seller tests the property and the water is okay before they do the purchase.
Frimmer says many potential sellers are holding off putting their properties on the market, either to make sure they're clear of well contamination or to install alternative water systems. He says sellers have to disclose well contamination.
If you're a seller within that plume area, you know, when you do your state disclosures, then you need to disclose that it's detectable on your property. And I think that will affect your sales.
Borough Assessor Pat Carlson says he's watching for market response, but so far there hasn't been a significant downturn.
This is much like what we went through with arsenic or radon. You know, we are vigilant and looking for indications of impacts. To the extent that we've had transactions to date, we've not observed any impacts at this point.
Carlson says real estate impacts are being eased by refinery owner Flint Hills' conscientious response to the sulfalane contamination. Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says the company's intent is to provide sulfalane-free water.
We're looking at various options, which we hope to pin down here in the next 1 to 3 months. And, you know, those in the city, the option of city water is obviously an easier one than for those outside the city. But bulk water storage tanks, And looking at private treatment systems, individual well treatment systems are among the things we're looking at.
In the meantime, Flint Hills has been providing bottled drinking water. Cook says well testing continues and a final assessment of the extent of the contamination should be available in about a month.